Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Kuf Daur Amin Aleph. The Mishnah Daf Kuf Daur Amin Aleph says the following halacha: Makava Sada Mechaveiroi Voivira. Shomin Oisa Kameru Iyo La Seis Venoisen Loi. Shekach Kaisa Voim Oivir Voivir Ashalem Bemeitva. Our Gemara goes on to prove from the halacha of our Mishnah. Their mayor hoyadirish washin hediyot. D'tanya, v'meir oimer m'oiver v'yevet ashalim b'meitva. In other words, the tana of our Mishnah is our mayor, and the halacha of our Mishnah is because we darshin washin hediyot. And because we darshin washin hediyot, for that reason the halacha is that we are shomin oisa kamer u'yo la'aseis v'noisen oi. Now, everyone has to understand, as Rishenim ask, what is the chiddush of this that we darish and wash in hedyot? As we know, there is a halacha that a person has the ability to yimasna any tnai that someone wants to yimasna. And therefore, to be poshet, one has the ability to mechayiv himself with writing, im'oiver vo'yevet ashalim b'meitva. And therefore, what is the chiddush of this that a mayor is darish, wash in hedyot? And so too, why is it necessary to darish and wash in hedyot in order to mechayiv? So to explain pshat, in our Gemara we find a number of mahalchim in the Rishenim. Tosfos and other Rishenim explain that the chiddush of this, the Rameir is derish hashen hedyot, is this that we say, that even if he did not actually write him over v'yevet ashalim b'meitva, but still, since that is the lashen hedyot, and that is the lashen, that hedyotis are regilim l'kosvei, we are mechayev a person even if he did not write that lashen. And that our Mishnah says, that we are shaman, shekach kosev, our Mishnah means to say that we are shaman, even if he did not actually write the lashon of m'oiver v'yevet ashalim b'metva, he is still chayiv. And even though he was not actually masna, but still he is chayiv, since we are derish lashon hedyot, and we are mechayiv even someone who did not write that lashon, since it is a lashon sheregilin hedyotis l'kosvei. According to this mahalach of Tosfos and the other Rishenim, this, the Rameir says, that we are derish hashen hedyot. The explanation of the word derish is as the Rashba explains, based on the pasuk of v'darashta hetev. And derish means to search for. The Rameir searched for l'shoynes of hedyotim, and he was hilach achar l'shoynes shel hedyotim. And he was hilach achar l'shoynes shel hedyotim, even if the person did not actually write that lashon. That is according to the Mahalach of Tosfos and the other Rishenim. On the other end, if one looks carefully at Rashi, and so to the Rishenim being down from the Riyah Bar Galeni, one sees in the other Mahalach, as far as how to explain this, the Rameir is Derish Roshan Hedyot. And Rashi explains this, the Rameir is Derish Roshan Hedyot, to mean that he makes a drasha from the Roshan that the Hedyotim use, and he paskins halacha based on what is Yotze from the drasha of the Roshan. And that is the chiddush of this, the Rameir is derish lashon hedyot. He does not just look at the actual lashon, but rather he is derish the lashon. And therefore, as the Ramban and the Ran and other Rishenim explain, that as far as the halacha of our Mishnah is concerned, the chiddush of this, the Rameir is derish lashon hedyot, is because had Rameir not been derish lashon hedyot, even though he wrote him over v'yevet ashalim b'meitva, but still the halacha would not have been, as our Mishnah says, we are shomin oisa sada kamer u'ya la'aseis v'noisen loy. But rather the halacha would have been that he would only have paid for the pchas of the sada. And it is only because of this that we darish and washin hedyot, the yirmechayev him to pay for the amount of the sada was roy to produce. This that we darish and washin hedyot, and based on the drosha washin hedyot, we are mechayev to pay for kameru uya oisa sadalaseis, is either as the Ramban explains, that the drasha is based on this that we say, that as far as the pchas is concerned, the tnaivim oiver voyevet is not necessary, since he is chayev to pay for the pchas regardless of m'oiver voyevet. And the chayev to pay for the pchas is a chayev me ikar hadin. And therefore, from that he was masna, we did not have to be masna. From there, we darish and washin hedyot, and we say that he is coming to mechayiv himself, not only for b'chas, but he is coming to mechayiv himself for whatever the sada was roy to produce. Or one can say, as Iran says, that even though one needs a tnai in order to mechayiv for the b'chas, and we do not say, as Ramban says, that the chiyuv for the b'chas is a chiyuv me'ikar adin, but still, as far as the chiyuv for the b'chas is concerned, it would have been enough had he just said him either. and he would not have had to say Vayavid. From that he said Vayavid, from there we are Derish Roshan Hadyet, and we are Medaktik in his Loshan, and we are Mechayev him for whatever the Sada was Roy to produce. So again, the two basic Mahachim and the Chiddush of Derish Roshan Hadyet is either as Tesis and the other Rishanim explain to mean. That the Chiddush is this, that we Darish Roshan Hadyet, and even without writing Roshan Hadyet. But still we go after the Roshanah Shal Hadyetim. And we are Mechayev a person since it is a Roshan Sharagilan Hadyetim al Kaisvay. Or as Rashi and the Rear Bar Galeni explain, that the Chiddush of this, that we Darish Roshan Hadyet, means to say that we are Medaktik in the Roshanah that Hadyetim use. And we are Medaktik in the Roshan that he wrote. And if based on the dicto kaloshin of what he wrote, it comes out a certain din, we paskin al pi that rasha. And we paskin based on that diktok, and we mechayev him based on the diktok of the lashon that he wrote. That is the second mahalach as far as how to explain the chiddush of this that we darsh in lashon hadyet. Now one has to understand pshat and tesfis. What is pshat in this that tesfis and the other rishonim explain? That we darish in Lashon Hadyet, and even if someone did not write a Lashon Hadyet, still he is chayiv. What is pshat in this, that we are mechayiv a person, even if he did not write that Lashon? Who cares that the Lashon is the Lashon to regi and hadyetim al kaisvay? At the end of the day, he did not write that Lashon. And therefore, what is our ability to mechayiv a person who did not write that Lashon? So to explain pshat in this, that we say, that even if he did not write the Lashon, still he is chayiv. Based on this, that we darish in Lashon Hadyet, we find that the mashmos of the Ran and so too is the mashmos of the other Rishonim, that the Ran and other Rishonim explain that the ability to mechayev someone even if he did not write the Lashon is because we say that since it is the minig to write that Lashon, whatever is done al das the minig. And therefore, for example, in the case of our Mishnah, even if someone did not write a ma'iver v'yavad ha'shal me'metva, but still, since it is a Lashon sh'regiun ha'diyetim ha'kaisvay, and it is a minig to write a ma'iver v'yavad ha'shal me'metva, even if one did not write a ma'iver v'yavad ha'shal me'metva, we say that he was mekabel the sada al das kain, and he was mekabel the sada al das v'eschayev ma'iver v'yavad. And it is based on this that we say that when he was mekabel the sada, he was mekabel the sada al das kain, the yom mechayev, even if a person did not write a ma'iver v'yavad ha'shal me'metva. That is one mahalach as far as how to explain this that we say that even if one did not write a ma'iver v'yavad, but based on this, that we darish noshen hadyet, we are mechayev even without writing a ma'iver v'yavid. But if one looks carefully at the Ramban before in the Afayin Gimel Abayis, the Ramban before in the Afayin Gimel Abayis, and so too the Talmidei Rashba bring down in our sugya, we find another mahalach as far as how to explain that we are mechayev a person even without writing a ma'iver v'yavid. The Ramban brings down the following chiddush b'shem Rabbeinu Haigoyin. The Rav Haigoyin explains this that we find in our Gemara Nama Beis and in the Gemara before in the Afayin Gimel Beis, that an Oyver V'yavid is not considered an Asmachta, since it is a Dover Shebeyadev V'yagazim. That does not mean to say that a person has the ability to mechayiv himself in such a chiyav that is Beyadev V'yagazim, since even as far as such a chiyav that is Beyadev V'yagazim, such a chiyav is also considered an Asmachta Medina. As if Haigoyin proves from that the Gemara says before, Daf Samach Vav Mabeis that Kol De'i is an Asmachta, and therefore Medina M'Oyver V'Yevid is considered an Asmachta. Pshat in the Halacha of our Mishnah of M'Oyver V'Yevid Hashalom V'Metva is because there is a Tanai Beistin, and it is Mishum Tanai Beistin Hu D'Mechayiv, and therefore we say Afal Gav D'Loi Kosev Kamanda Kosev Dami. From Rav Haigoyin one sees a tremendous Chiddush. Therefore, Haigoyin explains that how we find in our Gemara that the halacha of our Mishnah is based on this that we darsh in Lashon Hadyet. This that we darsh in Lashon Hadyet means to say that since it is a Lashon Sheregiun Hadyetun or Kaisvay, for that reason there is a Takana of Beistin. And Beistin are Mechayev according to the Lashon Sheregiun Hadyetun or Kaisvay. And it is because of the Tanai Beistin that one is Chayev and we are Shaman Kamaru Uyo La'asais. In other words, the chiyuv of our Mishnah is based on a takana of Beistin. And if not for the takana of Beistin, even had he actually written im oyver v'yavid, but still im oyver v'yavid is considered an asmachta medina. And since it is considered an asmachta medina, for that reason one needs a takana of Beistin. And it is because of this that there is a takana of Beistin, the yom chayiv a person, even if he did not actually write the lashon. And that one is chayiv if he did not actually write that lashon is not because we say do we consider it as if he actually wrote the Lashon, since we say al das kein he was makabel the Sada, but rather his chiyuv is because there is a takana of Beistin. So again, according to the sheet of Rav Haigoyin, the chiddush of this that we darsh Lashon Hedyot is this, that we say that since there is a Lashon Shel Hadyeitim, and there is a Lashon Shel Regiun Hadyeitim Ukeisvei, for that reason there is a Takana of Beistin, and there is a Tanai Beistin, the one is Chayef, since it is a Lashon Shel Regiun Hadyeitim Ukeisvei, even though, even had a Hedyed actually written such a Lashon does not have the ability to Mechayef himself Medina, since such a Lashon is considered an Asmachta, but still there is a Takana of Beistin. And the Takana of Beistin applies across the board, even to someone who did not actually write that Lashon. As we will see, Be'ezus Hashem, these three Mahalchim, as far as how to explain the Chiddush of this that we darshan, the Lashon of Hadyeitim, has a tremendous ramification on all the other Shittas our Gemara mentions, who darshan a Shoyner Shel Hadyeitim. In the Yerushalmi, we find that the Yerushalmi on our Mishnah says the following halacha. The Yerushalmi says, "Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Hadar Aminan Hamavatol Kisei Shel Chaveiroi Potter Hamavatol Sodeo Shel Chaveiroi Chayev V'Shafoisei." Now, okay, one has to understand Pshat in the Yerushalmi. What was the raya of the Yerushalmi from our Mishnah? That Hamavatol Sodeo Shel Chaveiroi is Chayev V'Shafoisei. In our Mishnah, that one is Chayev, is because Shekach Kisei V'Yemoive V'Yever Hashalom B'Meitzva. And therefore, how can one prove from our Mishnah that a mevatal sadeo shachaveir is chayev shafoisei? So to explain pshat in Yerushalmi, we find that the Ran explains pshat in Yerushalmi based on the third mahalach that we mentioned before, b'shem b'haygoyin, that the Yerushalmi proves from our Mishnah that a mevatal sadeo shachaveir is chayev shafoisei is because since we say shakach kisev on a ive voyever a shalom b'metva, and it is regiun a kisvei. For that reason, there is a takana of Beistin that a mevatel sadeo shel chaveiroi is chayev v'shafoisei. This that we differentiate between a mevatel kisei shel chaveiroi and a mevatel sadeo shel chaveiroi is because since it is only regiun v'kaisvei by a sade, for that reason the takana was by a sade and not by someone who is a mevatel kisei shel chaveiroi, by a mevatel kisei shel chaveiroi, that it was not regiun v'kaisvei. For that reason, there was no takana that a mevatel kisei shel chaveiroi should be chayev, and therefore the halacha is a mevatel kisei shel chaveiroi is potter. That is how the Ran explains pshat in the Yerushalmi. According to this mahalach of the Ran, one can explain this that the Yerushalmi says hadar aminan a mevatel kisei shel chaveiroi is potter, that the raya of Rabbi Yitzchak that a mevatel kisei shel chaveiroi is potter is from the halacha of our Mishnah. From this that one sees in our Mishnah that the chiyuv of Mavatal Sadeo Shel Chaveiroi is dependent upon this Shekach Kisev Voyim Oyver Voyever Hashalom B'Metva. From our Mishnah one sees that Mi Iker Hadin Mavatal Sadeo Shel Chaveiroi is Potter, and the entire Chiyuv of Mavatal Sadeo Shel Chaveiroi is dependent upon that Shekach Kisev Voyim Oyver Voyever Hashalom B'Metva, which Iran explains is a takanas based in since it is regiun kaisvei. But me iker hadin, we do not consider someone who is a mevatel kisei shel chaveiroi as a mazik, and therefore the halacha is a mevatel kisei shel chaveiroi is potter, since one does not have a takanas chachamim, since one does not have a shakach kisevei, and therefore from our Mishnah one sees that a mevatel kisei shel chaveiroi is potter. In the Mefarshei HaYerushalmi, on the other hand, and so too we find in this mag, in Essen, Pei Beis, this mag and the Mefarshei HaYerushalmi explain that the difference between Mevatel Kisei Shel Chaveiroi, which is Potter, and Mevatel Sadeo Shel Chaveiroi, which is Chayiv, is not because one only has a Shekach Kisevoi by a Sada and not by Kisei, but rather they explain that the difference between Mevatel Kisei Shel Chaveiroi and Mevatel Sadeo Shel Chaveiroi is because we consider someone who's a mevatel sadeo shel chaveiroi as more of a mazik than someone who is just mevatel kisei shel chaveiroi. And from the mashmos of the Mefarshei HaYerushalmi, it is mashma that the Mefarshei HaYerushalmi explain that we say a mevatel sadeo shel chaveiroi is chayiv is not referring to a case that someone is mekabel asada, but rather even if someone went and was mevatel sadeo shel chaveiroi, that itself is a reason that he should be chayiv, since we consider someone who is mevatel sadeo shel chaveiroi as a mazik. But now one has to understand, if we are to explain pshat in the Yerushalmi,
That the Yerushalmi understands that even tapping mekabel someone else's sada, but still if one just goes over to someone else's sada and is mevatel someone else's sada, he is chayim mishamazik. What is pshat in that our Mishnah says that the chiyuv our Mishnah is dependent upon that shekach chesiv oyim oyver voyever shalom bemetva. V'chayyur the chiyuv has nothing to do with that shekach chesiv oyim oyver voyever shalom bemetva, but rather he is chayim mishamazik. And so too one has to understand. What was the raya of the Yerushalmi from our Mishnah to prove that if someone is a vatal sadeo shel chaveira, he is chayim mishamazik? If the halach of our Mishnah is dependent upon that, shekakos v'im oyver v'yaver shalom v'metva. So to explain pshat in the Yerushalmi according to this mahalach, one has to explain as follows. That had the halach been that a vatal sadeo shel chaveira is potter, then his tnai of oyver v'yaver shalom v'metva would have been considered an asmachta. As we mentioned before, Bishon of Haigoyin, that im oyver v'yaver is considered an asmachta, and that we say im oyver v'yaver shalom metva is not considered an asmachta, is only based on this that the Yerushalmi says that im avatal sadeo shel chaveira is chayav shalom midina. And since there is a chiyuv shalom demazik, for that reason im oyver v'yaver is not considered an asmachta. But now one has to understand, as we asked before, if one is chayav mishamazik, why is it necessary for our Mishnah to explain that the chiyuv is dependent upon that shekakos v'im oyver v'yaver? So to explain pshat in our Mishnah according to Yerushalmi, one can explain pshat in our Mishnah in one of two ways. Either one can explain pshat as we find by Meir Simcha in his Chidushim, who explains that according to Yerushalmi, that our Mishnah says that the chiyuv is dependent upon that shekakos v'im oyver v'yaver, our Mishnah is not referring to the ikar chiyuv, since the ikar chiyuv is based on this that he is considered a mazik, but rather our Mishnah is referring to that he is mechuyev to pay the entire amount, and we do not deduct the kasha da'ara. In other words, had he worked the sada would have been hokash, and now that he did not work the sada was not hokash. And therefore, if not for that we say shekakos v'im oyver v'yaver shalom b'metva, we would deduct the kasha da'ara from the amount that he is mechuyev to pay mishamazik. It is only because we say shekakos v'im oyver v'yaver shalom b'metva that we do not deduct the kasha da'ara from the amount that he is mechuyev to pay. In our Gemara Noah base, we find that our Gemara says the following halacha: Hu gavra dekabo aro shumshimi, zara chiti avda chiti kashumshimi. Instead of planting shumshimin in the karka, he was a rei achitim. And the chitim were matzliach as much as shumshimin. Sabrav kano meimer menaki like chasha da'ara. Since chitim are not machesh the karka as much as shumshimin are machesh the karka, for the reason of kana held that he has the ability to menaki like chasha da'ara from the amount that he is mechuyev to give to the bala sada. Amar le'ravash rav kana ami inchik chasha da'ara voylich chesh mora. In the Rishonim we find the following machlokes HaRishonim. The Ramban explains that our Gemara says, V'chesh arav v'chesh mora is only as far as Kabonis is concerned. As far as Chakiris we will not say V'chesh arav v'chesh mora. And therefore by Chakiris the halacha will be that we are menakeh the kasha da'ara. The Ramban goes on to bring the following raya from the Tesefta. In the Tesefta we find that the Tesefta says, so from the Tesefta one clearly says by Chakiras we are menakeh like chasha da'ara. On the other hand, the Rashba argues, and the Rashba explains pshat in the Tesefta that the Tesefta understands that halach is like Rav Kahana, and we say that we are menakeh like chasha da'ara even by kabonas. And the halacha of the Tesefta is not only by Chakiras, but rather even by Kabonas, the Tesefta understands that we are menakeh chasha da'ara. Since, as Rashba explains, we do not differentiate between Kabonas and Chakiras. Based on the Mahalach of Meir Simcha in the Yerushalmi, one can explain pshat in the Tesefta as follows, that the Tesefta says, that we are menakeh chasha da'ara by Chakiras. And from the Tesefta is mashma that only by Chakiras is there halacha that we are menakeh chasha da'ara. By Kabonis there is no halacha that we are menakeh chasha da'ara. Is because by Kabonis there is a tnai of ma'oiver v'yevra shalom b'metva. And based on the tnai of ma'oiver v'yevra shalom b'metva, for that reason we say that by Kabonis we are not menakeh chasha da'ara. And even though the halacha is as the Rashba says, we do not differentiate between chakiras and kabonos. And therefore, in a case of zarachiti, we will say according to the tesefta that we are menakeh kashadara. But still, the halacha of the tesefta in a case that he did not do anything will only apply to chakiras and not to kabonos, since by kabonos there is a tnai v'moiver v'yever shalom b'metva. And based on the tnai v'moiver v'yever shalom b'metva, we are not menakeh kashadara. That is how one can explain Pshat in the Diyuk Lashon of the Tosefta according to Amir Simcha. In our Mishnah we find, as our Gemara explains, that our Mishnah is only referring to Kabbonis and not to Chakiros. Now to explain the Hechrich, that our Mishnah is only referring to Kabbonis and not to Chakiros, we find two Mahalchim in the Rishonim. Rashi explains that the Hechrich that our Mishnah is only referring to Kabbonis and not to Chakiros is from that our Mishnah says, Shomen Isa Kamaru Uyalaseis. By chakiros, why shaykh shaman? The mai shaman ika chakirus ayitain why? The Ramban on the other hand explains pshat in the hechach that our Mishnah is only referring to kabonis and not to chakiros with another malach. The Ramban explains that by chakiros the halacha would have been the yamanakulim in a chakiros shvacharet shahoisa betel by asuba peres. In other words, by chakiros we are manakak chasha dara, and since by chakiros we are manakak chasha dara, for that reason, the halacha of our Mishnah of Shaman Isa Kamaru Yilaseis for Nisnei can only be referring to Kabbonis and not to Chakiras, since only by Kabbonis are we not Menakek Chashadara. By Chakiras, we are Menakek Chashadara. From the Ramban, one sees that the Ramban understands that we say that we are Shaman Kamaru Yilaseis for Nisnei and we are not Menakek Chashadara in our Mishnah is based on the Sheet of Rav Kahana. That Ami Inchi Khashara Voilchesh Mora, which as we mentioned before, the Ramban explains, is only by Kabbonis and not by Chakiras. And therefore by Chakiras halacha will be that we are Menakek Khashadara. On the other hand, that Rashi and other Rishonim explain that the Hechrich that our Mishnah is only referring to Kabbonis and not to Chakiras is only from that our Mishnah says Shaman, and by Chakiras Mai Shamanika is because Rashi understands this, that we are not menakek chashadara, our Mishnah is not dependent upon the sheet of Rav Ashi and our base of lichesh arav or lichesh mora, but rather, this, that we are not menakek chashadara in our Mishnah, can be explained based on this, that he was masna and he said him oiver voyevera shalom b'metzvah. And it is because of this that he said him oiver voyevera shalom b'metzvah, that we are not menakek chashadara. And therefore this, the Renat Menakek Chashadara will apply to Chikr as well as a Kabun. And for that reason, Rashi and other Rishonim explain that the Hechrich, that our Mishnah is only referring to a Kabun and not to a Chikr, is from this that our Mishnah says Shaman, and by a Chikr, my Shamanika. Since as far as that, the Renat Menakek Chashadara, this, that we are not Menakek Chashadara, is dependent upon his Tnai V'moive V'yavere Shalom B'metzvah. And even according to Rav Kahana, who argues in Rav Ashi, and says by Zarachitin, we are Menakek Chashadara, but still in our Mishnah Rav Kahana will agree that we are not Menakek Chashadara, since he was Masna and said him Oiver Voyevet Hashem B'metva. From the Ramban on the other hand, one sees that the Tanayim Oiver Voyevet Hashem B'metva is not a reason for us not to be Menakek Chashadara, but rather, even if he was Masna and said Hashem B'metva, there is still room for us to menakek chashadara, and that we are not menakek chashadara is only based on the shita of Rav Ashi and on a base that we say lichesh arav or lichesh mora. So again, the first mahalach as far as how to explain pshat in our Mishnah according to Yerushalmi is as Rav Meir Simcha explains that the purpose of the Tanai is in order that we should not be menakek chashadara, and even though mi'ikar adin we should be menakek chashadara like the shita of Rav Kahana on a base. And we do not say lichesh arav lichesh mora, but still, since he said him oyve voyevet hashem b'metva, for that reason we are not menakek chashadara. The second mahalach with which one can explain pshat in our Mishnah according to Yerushalmi is as we find in the Hamiuchasim Aretva, that Hamiuchasim Aretva explains that the tnai of him oyve voyevet hashem b'metva is mechadish, that he is mechuyev to pay b'metva, and the Hamiuchasim Aretva goes on to say that the chiddush of this, that we darish in Lashon Hedyot, and we are medaktik in the Lashon of the Tanai that they used, is that we are medaktik in the Lashon of Metva. Now to explain what Metva means, we find two mahalchim in the Rishonim. The Miuchas Maritva explains that metva means that he's mechuyev to pay from idias. And metva is referring to that he's mechuyev to pay from. He's mechuyev to mishalem from the best karka. That is one mahalach as far as how to explain metva. Another mahalach as far as how to explain metva is by saying that he's mechuyev to pay according to the best year's produce. And we do not look at this year's expected produce, but rather we look at the best year's produce. And he is mechuyev to pay b'metva according to the best year's produce. And that was nischadish in the word metva. According to either one of these two mahalchim, as far as how to explain metva, one can explain pshat in our Mishnah according to Yerushalmi as follows. That even though hamavato sadeo shel chaveiro is chayiv mi ikar hadin, but still as far as what he is chayiv to pay from, and as far as what he is chayiv to pay, without the tanai of ma'over v'yavar ha'shalom b'metva, he would not be mechuyev to pay b'metva. Now if we are to explain metva to mean that he is mechuyev to pay according to the best year's produce, then one can explain the chiddush of a metva very simply. And one can explain that then one needs a tanai of ma'over v'yavar ha'shalom b'metva very simply. That if not for the tanai of ma'over v'yavar ha'shalom b'metva, he would not be mechuyev to pay according to the best year's produce, but rather he would only be mechuyev to pay according to this year's expected produce. Since the hezek that took place is according to the expected produce of this year, and therefore it is only because of his tnaiv m'ever v'yavrash ha'mametva that he's mechuyev to pay according to the best year's produce. But according to the other mahalach, as far as how to explain metva, that metva is referring to idias, v'chira if ma'avatos hodeo shel chaveiro is chayiv mi'ikar hadin, then so to v'chira he is chayiv to pay from idias mi'ikar hadin. So to explain that the chiyuv to pay for metva is not mi'ikar hadin, even according to the shita of the Yerushalmi, that hamavato sadeo shel chaveiro is chayiv mi'ikar hadin, v'chira can be explained based on that we find in Rashi in Krisas Naf Beis Amar Beis, that even though garmi is chayiv, but still garmi bedibor will not be chayiv to pay for metav. The only time garmi is chayiv to pay for metav is only if he was gerim mehezek biyadayim. If he was not Gurim Ahezek Piyadayim, then even though such a Gurim is also Chayiv to pay, but he is not Chayiv to pay for Metav. And therefore one can say that even though Avatos Adeo Shachaveir is Chayiv, and he is Chayiv because he is Gurim Ahezek to the Sada, and it is considered as if he's been Gurim Ahezek to the Shvach of the Sada, since it is Shchiach for the Sada to have a Shvach, but still that he's been Gurim Ahezek to the Sada is not through a Maisa, but rather he's been Gurim Ahezek to the Sada V'sheva Altase. And such a Garmi, the Chiv of such a Garmi is not to pay for Metav, he is not Mechuyiv to pay for Metav. And since Me'ikar Adin, such a Garmi is not Mechuyiv to pay for Metav, for that reason when he's a Tnai of Metva in order to Mechayiv him to pay for Metav. And even though Me'ikar Adin he's not Mechuyiv to pay for Metav, but still, since Me'ikar Adin there is a Chiyuv, for that reason, when he is Mechayiv himself to pay for Meitav, it is not considered an Asmachta. Since all he's doing is that he's being Mechayiv himself to pay in a specific way, a Chiyuv that he is Chayiv even without his Chayivos. That is another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in our Mishnah according to the Yerushalmi. As we mentioned before, there is a Machlokes between the Ramban and the Ran. If as far as the pchas of the Sada, if he is chayiv to pay for the pchas of the Sada mi'ikar hadin or not, the Ramban understands that he is chayiv to pay for the pchas mi'ikar hadin. On the other hand, the Ran understands that he is not mechuyiv to pay for the pchas mi'ikar hadin. B'chir, one has to understand pshat and the machlokes between the Ramban and the Ran. What is pshat? The Ramban understands that he is chayiv to pay for the pchas mi'ikar hadin. So to explain pshat and the shita of the Ramban, b'chir, one can explain pshat and the Ramban with one of two mahalchim. Either one can explain pshat on the sheet of the Ramban, that he is chayiv to pay for the pchas mi'ikar hadin, is as we find in the Ritva before in the Afayin Gimel Mabes, that since the Baal Sada was seimech on the person who is makabel the Sada, that he will work in the Sada, and the Sada will not have a pchas, for that reason the one who is makabel the Sada is chayiv mishamoriv. Whenever someone is moitzi mamin, because he is seimech upon someone else, the other person is responsible for that money. And he is responsible for any hezekim that take place in that money that he was makabel. And for that reason one can explain that therefore the Ramban understands that as far as pchas is concerned, he is chayav to pay for the pchas mi'ikar hadin. That is one malach as far as how to explain this, that the Ramban understands, that he is chayv to pay for the pchas meikra din. Another malach as far as how to explain pshat and the Ramban is by saying, that the Ramban understands that as far as pchas is concerned, he is chayv mishum garmi. Since with his not working on the soda, he was goyim the soda to be nifchas, he was goyim the hezek to the soda, and therefore he is chayv midina de garmi. And for that reason, he is chayv for the pchas meikra hadin. Now, if we are to understand this, that the Ramban understands, one is chayv for the pchas meikra hadin, is based on arvos, then one can say, as we find in the Gedulei Shmuel, that the Ramban and the Ran are both going with shita sayu. In the Rishonim and Kedushin and the Psayin, we find the following machlokes as far as arvos is concerned: is the chiyuv arvos dependent upon that? That someone else received the money, or do we say that there is a chiyuv arvos for that, that the person was mitzi mamon al piv, and we do not need someone else to accept the money in order to have the chiyuv of arvos? The Ramban understands that in order to be chayv mishum arvos, one does not need that the money was received by someone else. And even in a case of Zrik Man Olyam, that Reuven told Shimon, throw money into the ocean and I will be chayv to pay you, that itself is a reason for his chayvus. Since Shimon was mighty mamon al piv shal Reuven, even though the money was thrown into the yam, but still that itself is enough to mechayv Reuven mishum arvus. On the other hand, the Ran in Kedushin argues, and the Ran understands that in order to be chayv mishum arvus, one needs that the money was given to a ben das, and the money was received by a ben das. In a case of zrik mon olyam, such a case will not be mechayv mishum arvus. And therefore, the Ramban Shita Sayu understands that by a case of Zrik Mon Olyam, there is a Chiyav Arvos, so too, as far as the case of our Mishnah, that he was Maitzi Mamon Al Piv, and the Baal Sada was Maitzi the Sada Al Piv Shal HaMekabel, that itself is enough of a reason to Mechayev the Mekabel for the Pchas of the Sada Mishum Arvos. On the other hand, that the Ran argues, and the Ran understands, that the Makabo is not chayv to pay for the Pchas Mikra Adin, is because the Ran understands that in order to have the Chiyav Arvos, one needs that the money was received by another Ben Das. And it is not enough just that the Baal Sada was Maitzi Mamon Mitachas Yadei Al Piv Shal HaMakabo. That is, if we are to understand Pshat and the Ramban, that the Ramban is Machayv for the Pchas Mikra Adin based on Arvos. On the other hand, if we are to understand Pshat and the Ramban, that the Ramban understands that the b'chiyah for the b'chas me'ikra adin is based on dina de garmi, then one has to say that the machlokes between the Ramban and the Ran is a machlokes as far as dina de garmi is concerned. And we'll clear the basis of the machlokes between the Ramban and the Ran is a machlokes if one can be chayim mishum dina de garmi, if he did not do anything to be gerim the hezek, but rather the hezek came about through his not doing anything. Through his now working on the Sada, that is what brought about the Hezek. And that was Gerim the Hezek. And therefore one can explain that the Machlokes between the Ramban and the Ran is Machlokes. If someone is Gerim a Hezek through an inaction, is that enough to Mechayim Shum Dina de Garmi or not? The Ramban understands that as far as Dina de Garmi is concerned, one can be Chayim Shum Dina de Garmi as long as he was Gerim the Hefsid. And even though he was Gerim the Hefsid through an inaction, but still the Chiyuv Mishum Dina de Garmi is dependent upon the Hefsid. As long as he was Gerim the Hefsid, he is responsible for the Hefsid. On the other hand, the Ran argues, and the Ran understands that as far as Dina de Garmi is concerned, in order to be Chayim Mishum Dina de Garmi, one needs to do an action which is Gerim the Hezek. And even though, as far as Dina de Garmi is concerned, one can even be Chayim Mishum Dina de Garmi, if one is Gerim a Hezek through a Dibur, but still, if the Hezek was only Nigram through an inaction, we are not Mechayiv someone for such a Hezek, Medina de Garmi. And therefore, the Ran understands that even as far as Pchas is concerned, since the Pchas came about through the inaction of the Mekabel, he is not Chayiv Me'ikra Adin Mishum Dina de Garmi, and his entire Chiv is only based on his Tanai of M'Oyre V'Yevra Shalom B'Metzvah. Now let's go on to the next step of our Gemara. Our Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Hiyadir, Shvashin, Hedyet. Ditanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Adomevi, Karban, Asher, Lishte, Yuchin, Kol, Karban, Vekarban, Shechayavesh, Kach, Kaisavar, Chrayas, Disach, Alay, Min, Kad, Mastinah. Now, to explain which Karbanis A vow is mechuyev to bring for his wife, we find a number of mahalchim in the Rishonim. The Rash in Nagoyim and Perakidala Mishnah Yubais explains that the only karbonos that a vow is mechuyev to bring for his wife are karbonos that are necessary for the tara of one's wife. For example, korban nigav izivasa. But karbonos that are only necessary for the kapara of one's wife, one is not mechuyev to bring for one's wife. And the Rash goes on to quote a Sifri Zuta, that the Sifri Zuta says as follows, V'hevi es karbono olea, yocho af bizman shechilu ha-shabes tamul loymer karbono, kishomer es karbono l'rabais karbon niga v'zivasa, umaro is ha-rabes es eilu, umayit es eilu, marabani es eilu shem boin l'tara, umamaratani es eilu shem boin elo l'kapara. On the other hand, Rashi in our Gemara and Sotz we find is a shita of the Rambam in Perek Yud Milchah Shkoges HaLachavav, that a bow is not only mechuyev to bring karbonis, that are necessary for the tara of one's wife, but rather a bow is mechuyev to bring even karbonis that are necessary for the kapara of one's wife. As Rashi explains this, the Rabbi Huda says, Adam mevi karbon oshal ishtay, v'chein kol karbon v'karbon shichayeves. This, Rabbi Huda says, Adam mevi karbon oshal ishtay, is referring to the carbon of Oidasa Vitzaratza. This, Rabbi Huda says, V'chein kol carbon v'carbon shichayeves, is referring to carbon zivasa v'asham v'chata shalea. And as Rashi explains, as long as the carbon is not bought b'neder u'nedava, a bow is mechuyev to bring those carbonas for one's wife. But now one has to understand, what do Rashi and the Rambam do with the Sefer Zuta that the Rash quotes, that says that a bow is only mechuyev to bring karbonos that are machshir one's wife, and not karbonos that are mechaper on one's wife. So to answer the kasha from the Sifri Zuta on the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam, l'chaira one can answer the kasha with one of two mahalchim. Either one can say that Rashi and the Rambam understand that there is a fundamental difference between that a bow is mechuyev to bring karbonos that are machshir one's wife, and that a bow is mechuyev to bring karbonos that are mechaper on one's wife. This that a bow is mechuyev to bring karbonos that are machshir one's wife is a chiyuv ha-Torah. The Torah is mechayev a bow to bring karbonos that are machshir one's wife. But this that a bow is mechuyev to bring karbonos that are mechaper on one's wife is only based on this Rabbi Yehuda's derish lashon hedyot. And the chiyuv of a bow to bring karbonos that are mechaper on one's wife is only because a bow is mechayev himself to bring those karbonos. And therefore this that the Sefer Zuta darshins, that a bow is only mechuyev to bring karbonos that are machshir one's wife, is as far as a chiyuv ha-Torah is concerned. But as far as what the bow is mechayev himself to do, a bow is mechayev himself even to bring karbonos that are coming l'kapara. And therefore one can explain this, that our Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda ha-yaderish washin hedyet, the Makar of our Gemara, the Yehuda, was Derish Hashan Hedyot. And this Rabbi Yehuda found it necessary to Darish Hashan Hedyot in order to Mechayev Abal is only as far as being Mechayev Abal and bringing Karbonis v'kapara for one's wife. But as far as Karbonis that are necessary to Machshir one's wife, the Chiv of Abal to bring such Karbonis is a Chiv Menatera. And that Chiv has absolutely nothing to do with this Rabbi Yehuda's Derish Hashan Hedyot. According to this Mahalach, L'chaira one can explain this Rabbi Yehuda has two steps. First of all, Rabbi Yehuda says, Adam evi karbon asher al ishtay. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, V'chein kol karbon v'karbon shichayeves. The first step of Rabbi Yehuda is the chiyuv that a bow is mechuyev min ha-Torah to bring karbonos to machshir one's wife. The second step of Rabbi Yehuda of V'chein kol karbon v'karbon shichayeves is referring to the chiyuv of the bow is mechuyev to bring karbonos for the kapara of one's wife, which is a chiyuv based on the drasha of Lashon Hedyot, as Rabbi Yehuda goes on to say, shekach kosev achrayis de'isach alay min kadmas lana. That is one mahalach with which one can answer and explain pshat in the shita of Rashi and the Rambam from that we find in the Sifri Zuta, that a bow is only mechuyev to bring karbonos that are coming to machshir one's wife. Another mahalach as far as how to explain pshat in the shita of Rashi and the Rambam is by saying, as we find in the Sifri in Parashas Nasei, that the Sefer in Parashas Nasi says that there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon as far as which karbanis is a baal mechuyev to bring for one's wife. Rabbi Yehuda understands that a baal is mechuyev to bring all karbanis for one's wife as long as the karban is not bar b'neder u'nedava. On the other hand, Chachamim argue and Chachamim say that a baal is only mechuyev to bring karbanis that are coming to machsher one's wife. As the Sefer says, V'heviyas karbano alea kol karban shalea divi Rabbi Yehuda. V'chacham eimrim karban shemachshir alei kagoin zava v'yeladas hareza mevi alea mishalai. V'karban shemachshir alei kagoin shekibcha neziras b'roisha. Oishachil ala shabbos hareza mevi alea mishalai. And therefore one can explain according to the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam that the Sefer Zuta that says that a baal is only mechuyev to bring karbanos that are coming to machsher one's wife is going according to the Shita of Chachamim. On the other hand, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, a baal is mechuyev to bring all karbanos for one's wife as long as the karban is not bar b'neder u'nedava. That is another mahalach with which one can answer and explain Pshat in the Sefer Zuta according to the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam. In Tesis we find that Tesis says that a baal is mechuyev to bring karbanos for one's wife is not only referring to karbanos that the isha became mechuyeves in after she got married, but even as far as karbanos that the isha was chayeves in before she got married, the baal is mechuyev to bring those karbanos as well. And this that a baal is mechuyev to bring those karbanos that the isha was mechuyeves in before she got married is not a chiyuv mechuyev Torah, but rather it is based on the drasha of Lashon Hedyot. As Tosis explains, that our Gemara says, Shekachos Avah Achrayis De'isachoy Min Kadmas Tana is referring to Kol Karbanos Shehoisa Chayeves Koidem Shenises Loi. Rashi on the other end explains, this our Gemara says, Shekachos Avah Achrayis De'isachoy Min Kadmas Tana is not referring to Chiyuvei Abal, that the Baal is Mechayev himself in Kol Chayis to Issachem and Kadmas Dana. But rather Rashi is Gairis, Shekein hi Kaiseves Loi Achayin de Isli Alachem and Kadmas Dana. And our Gemara is referring to the Lashon that she writes in the Shoiver. Kach Kaiseves Loi Besoicha Shoiver Shekaiseves Alkabos Ksuvases Kabalti Ksuvasi Vachayin de Isli Alachem and Kadmas Dana. And it is because of this Lashon that she writes in the Shoiver that we say Mgirishav Anasna Ksuvasav Adayin Karbonoisa Alel Einoi Chayev Bohen. And it is based on this that we darshan Lashon Hedyot and we darshan the Lashon Shekach Kaiseves Loi B'Shoiver, that from there we say that a baal is mechuyev to bring Kol Karbonos Shalel. Had a baal not been mechuyev to bring Kol Karbonos Shalel, what is she pattering the baal from by writing in the Shoiver Kol Achayin De'isli Alach Min Kadmas Dana? And therefore, based on the drasha of Lashon Hedyot, which as we mentioned before, Rashi explains to mean that we darshan the Lashon that Hedyotis use, that from there we prove that there is a chiyuv for a baal to bring kol karbanos shalel. Based on this that we said before, that the chiddush of the drasha of Lashon Hedyot, that the drasha of Lashon Hedyot is mechayev the baal to bring not only karbanos that are coming to machshir one's wife, but even karbanos are coming to mechaper on one's wife, a baal is mechuyev to bring those karbanos as well, then one can say that when the isha writes in the shiver that she is patterning the baal from Kol Achrayis to Isli Alach Min Kadmas Dana, the baal is only potter from bringing karbanos that are coming the kapora. Since again the chiyuv of the baal to bring those karbanos is only based on the drasha of Lashon Hedyot, but as far as karbanos are coming to machsher one's wife, that the chiyuv for a baal to bring those karbanos is a chiyuv min haTorah, that chiyuv remains even after gerushin, and even after she wrote that she is patering the baal from Kol Achrayis to Isli Alach, he is still chayev to bring those karbanos. Since again, the chiyuv to bring those karbanos has nothing to do with the drasha of Lashon Hedyot, but rather the chiyuv to bring those karbanos is a chiyuv min haTorah. So again, according to Rashi and the Rambam, we explain that the chiddush of this that we darshan Lashon Hedyot is to mechayev the baal to bring karbanos that are coming lekapara. As far as karbanos that are coming lehechsher, he is mechuyev min haTorah. According to Tosfos, the chiddush of the drasha of Lashon Hedyot is that a baal is mechuyev to bring karbanos, even karbanos that the isha was mechuyeves before nisuin. And even though in HaTorah, a baal is only mechuyev to bring karbanos, that the isha was neschaiva in after Nisuin, but based on the drosha washin had to wear mechaiva baal to bring karbonis, even the karbonis that she was neschaiva in before Nisuin. Now one has to understand, according to the sheet of the Rash, that a baal is only mechuiv to bring karbonis that are coming with kapara, v'chaya, those karbonis that are coming with kapara, a baal is mechuiv me'ikar adin, and a baal is mechuiv me'atira to bring those karbonis, and therefore, why was it necessary for Behuda to say Shakach Chesivlei, Achrayis to Israel Alach Min Kanmas Tana, in order for us to Mechayev the Baal to bring those Karbanas, if a Baal was Mechuyev to bring those Karbanas, me Iker Adin? So, to explain Pshat in the Sheet of the Rash, one can say, as is Mashman Tesis in the Dorim La Fomenheimer base, that the Chiddush of this that we darsh in Rosh Hashanah is in order to Mechayev the Baal to bring a Karban Asher Al Ishtai. If not for the drosh of Rosh Hashanah, even though a Baal be Mechuyev to bring those Karbanas Menatera for one's wife, but he would not be Mechuyev to bring a Karban Asher for one's wife, but rather he would be able to suffice with bringing a Karbanani, since the Isha herself does not have money, and therefore one needs the drasha of Rosh Hashanah in order to mechayev him to bring a karban asher for one's wife. But now one has to understand, what does the drasha of Rosh Hashanah do as far as being mechayev a baal to bring a karban asher for one's wife? Even after the drasha of Rosh Hashanah, he should still be able to bring a karban ani for one's wife, since the isha herself does not have money and the isha herself is considered an aniya. So to explain pshat in this that we said, that based on the drasha of Rosh Hashanah, we are mechayev the Baal to bring a karban asher for one's wife, one can say that if not for the drasha of Rosh Hashanah, the Baal's chiyuv is not a chiyuv mamon to one's wife, but rather it is just a chiyuv hatera that the Baal is responsible for the karban of one's wife. And whatever karban the wife is mechayev, that is the Baal's responsibility to bring. And therefore, if the Isha is an aniya, and therefore she's only mechuyavis to bring a korban of someone who is an ani, the responsibility of the Baal is that the Baal is mechuyav to bring a korban ani. And even the Baal is an asher, he can suffice with a korban ani. On the other hand, after the drasha of Rosh Hashanah, there is a chiyav mamon of the Baal to the Isha. And since after the drasha of Rosh Hashanah, the Baal has a chiyav mamon to the Isha, for that reason we now consider the Isha as if the Isha herself is Yada Maseges to bring a Karban Asher. Since the Baal has a Chiv Momen to her, that he is Mechuyiv Momen to her to bring her Karban, the Baal himself is an Asher, and therefore we have someone who is Yada Maseges. And since we have someone who is Yada Maseges, for that reason the Chiv of the Baal is to bring a Karban Asher. Since the Baal has a Chiv Momen to the Isha, for that reason we consider the Isha herself as a Yada Maseges. And for that reason we are mechayev the Baal to bring a Karban Asher. And therefore it is based on the drasha of Rosh Hashanah that you are mechayev the Baal to bring a Karban Asher. According to this, one can say that the Ptur HaBaal to bring a Karban for one's wife, after the Isha writes in the Shever that she is patering the Baal from Kor Chayes to Isui Alach Min Kadmas Tana, it is not referring to the actual chiv of the Baal to bring a Karban for one's wife. Since again, since that chiyuv is a chiyuv minatira, that chiyuv remains even after the Isha writes a shaver to the Baal. The ptur of the Baal is only as far as that, that now the Baal is no longer mechuyiv to bring a karban asher for one's wife. Since the chiyuv for the Baal to bring a karban asher for one's wife was based on the drasha of Ashen Hedjit, and based on the chiyuv mamon that the Baal was mechuyiv to his wife, once that chiyuv mamon is paka, with the Isha's Ksiva Shaver and the Isha's writing that she is patering the Baal from Kor Chayis to Isui Alach Min Kadmas Tana, now the Chiyav of the Baal is a regular Chiyav Achrayis, that he is responsible to bring her Karban. But he no longer has a Chiyav Mamon to his wife, and therefore we no longer consider as if it is Yada Maseges, and therefore she is considered an Aniya. And for that reason, he can suffice with a Karban Ani. In the Rambam, in Negoim and Perkadal Mishnah base, we find that the Rambam explains that a Baal is mechuyev to bring a Karban Asher for one's wife is because we say Ishtei Kegufei. From the Rambam, one sees that the Rambam understands that the chiyev of a Baal to bring a Karban Asher for one's wife is not because we say that since the Baal is mechuyev to one's wife for that reason, one considers if the wife herself is yada maseges. But rather we say that since the Baal is ishte kegufay, we consider the chiyuv as if the chiyuv is the Baal's chiyuv. And it is because of that that the chiyuv is the Baal's chiyuv that we say that the Baal is mechuyev to bring a korban osher, since he is an osher and he is bringing a korban for his own chiyuv. According to the Rambam, the drasha of Lashon Hadyit cannot possibly be coming in order to mechayev the Baal to bring a korban osher, since the chiyuv of a Baal to bring a korban osher has nothing to do with the drasha of Lashon Hadyit, but rather the chiyuv of the Baal to bring a korban osher is only because you say ishtei kegufay. And for that reason, the Rambam, which he tosses, as we mentioned before, has to explain that the drasha of Lashon Hadyit is coming to mechayev the Baal to bring korbanos that are coming for the kapara of one's wife. Even though in Atayra, he is only mechuyev to bring korbanos that are coming lahachshir one's wife. So again, we have two mahalchim as far as how to explain the chiyuv of the Baal to bring a korban asher al ishtei. Either one can explain that the chiyuv of the Baal to bring a korban asher al ishtei is based on that we consider the isha herself as yadam aseges, based on the chiyuv of a Baal, that the Baal is mechuyev to bring a korban for his wife, and the Baal is mechuyev to his wife to bring her korban, which, as we explained, is mashmos of Tesis and Adorim Daf on Hema base. And so too one can explain is the Shita of the Rash. On the other hand, the Rambam explains that the Baal is mechuyev to bring a korban asher al ishtei with a different mahalach. And the basis of the chiyev is because we say ishtei kegufay. Well, here there is a tremendous nafkamina between these two mahalachim if the Isha herself would go and bring a korban oni. Would the Isha be yitzei her chiyuv korban or not? As we know, the halacha is, if an asher goes and brings a korban oni, he is not yitzei his chiyuv. So as far as the Isha herself going and bringing a korban oni, if she is yitzei her chiyuv or not, is dependent upon these two tzadim. If we are to understand like the Rambam, that the Baal's halacha to bring a korban asher al ishtei is because we say ishtei kegufay, that is only as far as the Baal himself is concerned. The Isha herself is still considered an aniyah, and therefore if she will go and bring a korban oni, she will be yitzei her chiyuv. On the other hand, according to the other mahalach, we consider the Isha as if the Isha herself is yada maseges, with that the Baal has a chiyuv to the Isha to bring a korban, then the Isha herself is considered yada maseges, and as long as the Isha herself is considered yada maseges, she will not be able to be yitzir chiyuv by bringing a korban oni. That is ochir enough kamina between these two mahalachim as far as how to understand the chiyuv of a Baal to bring a korban asher al ishtei. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara goes on to say, "Bishuv ben Karchay Dirish Hashan Hadyat Tanya Bishuv ben Karchay Imer Hamal Ves Chaveri Loim Ashkenano Yeis Hermi Chayvay Shakach Kaisavay Tashvum Ta De'isach Halay Kol Kabal Dichi." On that, our Gemara asks, "Time of the Kasavay Hachi Halay Kasavay Hachi Loi Kanya Vamer Biichna Mishkenay Veheishvay Amashkenu Meishayim Te Me Al Gabe Banav." The Gemara answers by saying, "Ahani Ksiva Lagiroyin." Now, one has to understand Pshat in our Gemara. What did our Gemara see in this? Rabbi Yochanan said, "Mishkenay veheishvay amashkenu meishayim tim agabe banav." That for that reason, our Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it is pasha that one cannot be a mashken yoyser mechayvay. So, to explain Pshat in our Gemara, we have to makdim with the following hakdama, that as we find in Rashi before in Daf Peyal from a base, and as we find in the Rashbam and Baba Basra and the Kufayin Heim Abbas, there are two different types of mashkinis. There is a mashkin that the purpose of the mashkin is coming to enforce payment, and the mashkin is coming to ensure that the chayv is paid up. And then there is another mashkin, that the mashkin itself is coming a guvayna, that he is taking the mashkin as a collection, and the mashkin is the beginning of the collection process. And therefore one can say that the Gemara proves from Rabbi Yochanan, from that Rabbi Yochanan says that Mishkenay Umei Shem Tim Yagabe Bona, from there one sees that a Mashkin is not just coming to enforce and ensure that the payment of the Chayv will take place, but rather the Mashkin itself is considered a payment, and the Mashkin itself is considered a Guvayna. And it is because of that the Mashkin itself is considered a Guvayna that we say Mishkenay Umei Shem Tim Yagabe Bona, and the Mashkin does not become a Talton Eitzel Bona, since he has a Kenyan Guvayna in the Mashkin. And for that reason, our Gemara asks, that since a mashkin is considered a gevia, for that reason it should be pashat that one cannot be a mashkin yoyser al chayvai. Had the mashkin only been coming to ensure that the chayv will be paid up, then one will be able to be a mashkin yoyser me chayvai, since the whole purpose of the mashkin is to ensure the payment of the chayv. In the Achrinim we find the following machlokes between the Maharshal and the Maharshal. What is the halacha before that that we say Ahani Ksivo Giroin? Had the halacha been that the Lev is not mechuyev to pay for the Giroin of the Mashkin, would one be able to Mashkin Yoyser Michayve or not? The Maharshal understands that even before Ahani Ksivo Giroin, but still one cannot be a Mashkin Yoyser Michayve. On the other hand, the Maharshal argues, and the Maharshal understands that before Ahani Ksivo Giroin, one would be able to Mashkin Yoyser Michayve. Bechir, one has to understand Pshat and the Maharshal and Pshat and the Machlokes between the Maharshal and the Maharshal. Bechir, the basis of the Machlokes between the Maharshal and the Maharshal is as far as how to understand this that our Gemara says, that based on Rabbi Yochanan of Mishkan Ayomei Shem Tim Yagavi Bonav, it is Pashat that one cannot be a Mashkin Yoyser Mechayvai. Do we understand this that one cannot be a Mashkin Yoyser Mechayvai? Is because since in Rabbi Yochanan one sees one is kind of the mashkin, and for that reason it is not considered metaltonates of onav. For that reason one cannot be a mashkin yoyser mechayvai, since one is getting a kinyan in more than what is owed to him. Or is the pshat, as we mentioned before, that since in Rabbi Yochanan one sees that a mashkin is the beginning of the process of gevia, for that reason he cannot be a mashkin yoyser mechayvai, since he only has a din to be goyve according to the amount of money that is owed to him. Based on these sukstadim, one can explain the machlokes between the Maharshal and the Maharshal as follows. That the Maharshal understands this, our Gemara says, that based on Rabbi Yochanan, one cannot be a mashkin yoyser mechayvai, is because of the kinyan that he has in the mashkin. And for that reason, the Maharshal understands that even before Ahani Ksivo Giroin, but still he cannot be a mashkin yoyser mechayvai, since he cannot have a kinyan in more than what is owed to him. On the other hand, the Maharshal argues, and the Maharshal understands that according to Rabbi Yochanan, this that we say that one cannot be a mashkin yoyser mechayvai is not because of the kinyan that he has in the mashkin, but rather it is because we say that the process of gevia is starting with the mashkin. And therefore, since the process of gevia is starting with the mashkin, one cannot be a mashkin yoyser from the money that is owed to him. For that reason, the Maharshal understands that before Ahani Ksivo Giroin, since he will only end up collecting the amount of money that is owed to him, he will be able to mashkin yoyser mechayvai. And the process of gevia will be able to start with yoyser mechayvai, since he will only end up with the amount of money that is owed to him after the amount that is nifchas from the giroin. And for that reason, only after we say Ahani Ksivo Giroin is there halacha that one cannot be mashkin yoyser mechayvai. That is how the Maharshal explains pshat in our Gemara. In the Achrinim we find in other machlekes as well. If this, our Gemara says Ahani Ksivo Giroin, if one needs to have an actual ksiva, or will we say that even without having an actual ksiva, still it will work as if it was kasav? The Maharshal and the Maharam both understand that as far as a hani ksiva giroin is concerned, one does not need to have an actual ksiva. On the other hand, the Maharshal argues, and the Maharshal understands that as far as a hani ksiva giroin is concerned, one needs to have an actual ksiva. Now, one has to understand pshat and the Maharshal. What is pshat and that the Maharshal understands? That as far as Ahani Ksivo Giroin, one needs to have an actual Ksiva. And as far as all the other halachas of being Dirish or Shenhadiyah, one does not need to have an actual Ksiva, but rather we say that it is commanded Kosov Domi. So to explain pshat and the Maharshal, one has to say as follows, as is Meduik in the Lashon of the Maharshal. That the Maharshal understands that we say command the Kosov Domi is only as far as halachas that are not negeya the actual chiyuv. For example, as far as our Mishnah is concerned, Vayim Oiver Voyevra Shalom B'metva, this that we say command the Kosov Domi is as far as Metva is concerned. In other words, as we explained before, B'shitas HaYerushalmi, this that there is a chiyuv to pay, the chiyuv to pay is Me'ikar Adin. And therefore the Dirish Lashon Hedyot is as far as that he is mechuyev to pay for Meitva. And therefore, as far as paying for mitzvah, we say commanda kasav dami. And so too, as far as this, that a bow is mechuyev to being a carbon asher for ishtai, since this, that a bow is mechuyev to being a carbon for ishtai, is not dependent upon the lashon of hedyot, but rather his chiv is a chiv mi'ikar adin. As we explained before, b'shitas harash, for that reason we will say commanda kasav dami as far as this, that a bow is mechuyev to being a carbon asher for ishtai. But if we want to create a new chiv, for that one needs to have an actual ksiva. And therefore, as far as a hani ksiva giroin, that we are creating a chiyuv, that the loiv is mechuyev to pay for the pchas of the mashkin, for that one needs to have an actual ksiva. And we will not say command the kos of dummy. This that the marshal and the maram argue, and the marshal and the maram understand, that we will say command the kos of dummy, even as far as a hani ksiva giroin, is because they understand that this that we said command the kos of dummy, as far as all the other halachas that are mentioned in our Gemara, is as far as the actual chiyuv is concerned. And the entire chiyuv is dependent upon this that we say command the kos of dummy. And therefore, if our Gemara one sees that we will say command the kos of dummy in order to create the chiyuv. And for that reason, the Marashal and the Maram understand that so too, as far as a hani ksiv giroin, we will say command the kos of dummy. This is ochir the basis of the machlekes between the Marashal, the Maram, and the Marashal.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.